The Haines Timber Alliance hosts its first community event, Skagway updates its comprehensive plan for the borough, and Alaska Seaplanes will resume its Juneau to Whitehorse flights this spring. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The Haines Timber Alliance hosted its first educational community outreach event this Thursday in partnership with the Tokchinook Watershed Council and the Haines State Forestry Office. Participants gathered at Mosquito Lake to take a walk in the woods with local forester Greg Palmieri.
We're going to go for a little walk in the woods to expose everybody to some of the management applied forestry practices that have been going on here for the last 60, 80 years.
Greg Palmieri is the Haines State Forester. That means he's the one man managing about a 250,000 acres of land. He leads a group of Haines residents into the woods off Kelsall Road. They stamp their feet in the snow and inspect the trees.
So again, more disturbance here, repeated disturbance here, and exposure to sun. It's prolific. This is a mixture of natural regeneration and planted Sitka spruce. See all the hemlock coming back? So it never ends up a monoculture.
He's talking about how different management and logging practices have different outcomes. For example, an area that's been clear-cut grows back differently than selectively logged land. This day is a chance for residents to see what that actually looks like.
And I think that people see the forest from their perspectives and how they use it. The Division of Forestry and a forester's job in particular is much broader than any one perspective, of course. And, you know, this is an opportunity to share some of those different perspectives with people so that they can get kind of an idea about how things work together.
He says the Haines State Forest was specifically established at the same time as the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve to balance usages.
And so the Eagle Preserve was created for preservation and conservation, and the Haines State Forest was created for utilization.
Sylvia Hines is one of the people that utilizes the forest. She owns Mud Bay Lumber Company and represents the Haines Timber Alliance. This is their first collaborative event.
I hope it's valuable being able to get your feet on the ground and get out in the woods rather than just talk about it in the coffee shop. Lucy seems to think so, too.
Hines attended with her infant daughter. She and Derek Poinsett of the Tokchinook Watershed Council organized the event with Palmieri. A diverse group of attendees included Shannon Donahue, the executive director of the Great Bear Foundation, and Richard Chapel, a fishery biologist with Alaska Fish and Game. They chatted over hot chocolate after the walk. Chapel says he learned a lot.
It's been great to get out on the ground and see what the trees look like and how he manages the landscape. So, you know, what it actually looks like in practice. And it's a lot different than just seeing it on paper in some kind of report.
The Haines Timber Alliance would like to collaborate on future educational and community outreach events. To learn more, contact Sylvia Hines at Mud Bay Lumber Company. The municipality of Skagway is updating its comprehensive plan for the future of the borough. The Planning Commission recently reviewed the 2020 comprehensive plan to identify what has been completed, what is no longer relevant, and what needs deeper review. At a meeting Tuesday, the Borough Assembly will review a proposal submitted by Scheinberg Associates to assist in completing a 10-year update to the plan. The update aims to align the views of the elected and appointed leaders of Skagway with various interests, businesses, and the general public. Over the years, Scheinberg Associates was the consultant for numerous planning projects in the Upper Lynn Canal, including Skagway's original comprehensive plan and the Haynesboro comprehensive plan. The total cost for the work is estimated to be $80,000, and the proposed timeline aims to present the final plan to the Assembly by early 2020. The Skagway Borough Assembly meets Tuesday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can listen to the meeting live on our website, khns.org. Last June, Alaska Seaplanes began offering the only direct flights from Juneau to Whitehorse, three times a week. They stopped running in September, but they're planning to continue offering the seasonal flight next spring. General Manager Carl Ramseth said that business was a little slow at the beginning, but it picked up as summer went on. He says there were some permitting delays with the Canadian government that pushed their first flight back to June 15th.
So that put us in a tough spot for the summer of 2018.
The trip is just 55 minutes in a 9-seat, fully pressurized Pilatus PC-12. Compared to an hours-long ferry ride to Skagway, plus a 2.5-hour drive into the Yukon, or alternatively, flying through Seattle and back up, it's a big time saver. It's also gotten a lot of support from tourism organizations in Juneau and Whitehorse. Liz Perry, president and CEO of Travel Juneau, says that the direct flight creates the opportunity to market Southeast Alaska and Western Yukon as one travel destination.
There are lots of opportunities for Juneauites to travel to Whitehorse and for residents of Whitehorse to come down to Juneau and experience, you know, sitting by the water and getting some fishing in and doing things that they can't do up there. People could ostensibly, you know, start their trip either in Juneau or Whitehorse and then make the extended trip up either up into the Yukon or down south into Southeast Alaska.
Robin Anderson, Global Marketing Manager at Tourism Yukon, agrees. He says that since the Yukon and Southeast Alaska are often a combined destination for travelers, having a direct flight helps tourism on both ends. On top of that, he says, Yukoners visiting Southeast appreciate the shortened travel time.
Yukoners think pretty highly of Southeast. There's, you know, a lot of Yukoners even own property in places like Haines or Skagway, or, you know, we go fishing in Yakutat and Hoonah. And anecdotally, what I'm hearing from friends and family here in the territory is it's pretty exciting to have the service between the two capitals.
Ramseth says the 2009 season will kick off on April 23rd. You can listen to and read these local news stories and more on our website at khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel. Thank you for joining us.